I'm Chris Lawrence of the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. Grouse hunting in West Virginia can be a challenging proposition. But for those willing to look, there are places that harbor huntable numbers of these fleet-winged creatures. We'll talk more about it right after this. In West Virginia, wildlife is for everyone, and the West Virginia DNR works to keep it that way. Every year, West Virginia's Division of Natural Resources manages thousands of acres of public land and water, ensuring the future of our great natural resources in the Mountain State. Our state is a haven for all species of wildlife, game and non-game, and draws thousands each year to enjoy our rich outdoor heritage. When you buy a hunting or fishing license or take a stroll in our forest to view wildlife, you're enjoying what the DNR has made possible. The West Virginia DNR, working to ensure wildlife is for everyone. Unlike some northern states, the ruffed grouse in West Virginia often struggles, and the biggest obstacle is the lack of suitable brood habitat for these birds.
Grouse hunting is definitely, it's one of those things that's gotten harder through the years, and it's definitely habitat related. As we mentioned on the small game hunting, as those old abandoned farms have grown up, they've grown out of the early successional species type of habitat into like a small salt timber or even large salt timber habitat at this point, with the trees getting much, much bigger, which doesn't lead to good grouse habitat because they can easily be predated.
That's Chris Ryan, biologist at DNR. The early successional habitat is the key to everything with the grouse, but you're not going to get that without timbering. And the logging industry in West Virginia has been on hard times for quite a while. And in some cases, the DNR is actually taking to managing some of its own timber resources just to create the right environment.
We've really tried to make a push, especially on our public areas and our state-owned lands, to really try to get back into some of those early successional species type of habitat. We have one forester. His name is Terry Jones for the state. And he will go around and work with our biologists and our managers trying to help them promote that habitat. Of course, we had the recently retired Bill Igo, and that was one of his major pushes, was to go around and develop some of these early successional species type of habitats on some of our WMAs. And we're going to be doing more of that in the coming years.
Now, that kind of work paid for by hunting license revenue benefits far more than just the grouse.
When you actually do that, it doesn't just benefit these game species. It benefits a lot of non-game species, but a lot of birders that aren't hunters that like to see, and they're very important for the ecosystem. One of the ones that we're primarily concerned of, both from a hunting and non-hunting and conservation aspect, is the golden-winged warbler. And some of those early successional species will definitely help those birds allow their populations to grow.
And in southern West Virginia, what comes on after surface mining is done can be the perfect place for grouse to grow and thrive.
Definitely do get some brood reports from down in there. And, you have a few hunters that go down there around those strip jobs. Those places that typically, most of the top of the soil was taken off. And a lot of those places will perpetually stay in some of that early successional species habitat where the stem diameter isn't real big, so it will supply the grouse some cover.
I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.